was World War II. Her brothers were in North and South Carolina. She was in Delaware. People didn't pick up the telephone to call each other up. There was a war going on, and what to do with that house. But as they had to empty it out, and happily the furniture was big scale and fit beautifully in the headmaster's
house. Have you ever seen that written anywhere?
Yeah. Well, I can write these things. So we had big, beautiful Chesterfield sofa and club chairs that were just the right scale.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you know, when the Mosses came along, there wasn't a plan or anything, so I don't think people visited the house that often.
Yeah.
Some things, like this fireplace seating, semicircular thing, the Jacobean kind of cabinet, and some other kind of Jacobean-looking things are from the big house, as we called it. Then there was a beautiful, valuable refectory table that was always in the main hall where there's a table now. And sometime after retirement, Mother came over one day, and some unfortunate soul had thought that it looked too weather-beaten and had taken a saw and just sheared off the top. And she burst into tears.
She burst into tears.
I don't think that's the same table.
I don't think so.
That table is, I don't know where that table is.
There is a big long table outside in the headmaster's common room.
Well, I'd know it if I saw it because I'd know the legs. Those legs are not that
not
table.
It.
So, if I can think of any other, there was a huge tapestry, but that was a Pell family thing. That was down by the chapel, but I think that just
deteriorated.
I think it just blew away into dust. Elizabeth Roach has this idea that came to her last night, an inspiration. And she and Hadley and I are going to get together. Did you hear about that?
She's talked about that in the past.
Oh, really? She said it was her inspiration.
Well, she said you two have a lot in common.
Well, I think, you know, does this go in here? I think I'm thrilled to hear that Hadley is a writer.
Oh, she is a beautiful writer.
And actually, I am too, but I get going around too much. So when I write, I do well, but I don't do it.
Yes.
And I keep thinking, okay, we'll get rid of this this activity, this event.
Right.
And then we'll be able to just write. I don't think it's going
to
happen. I'm getting a little too long.
Oh, I would love
you
to write.
Time is fleeing. So, ladies, what shall we do with these things?
Well, how serious are you about having this published?
I'm very serious about it, and we would
because we
pay for it, too.
Yeah,
but
we
don't know the steps to take.
Well, there's this one publisher, again, the same publisher up in Pennsylvania, and actually I've just been speaking to him because I want to digitize the book. Which actually is already digitized.
Really?
But I need to know who the rights to it are so that we can put it up there so the kids can research it.
Yeah.
And there's a big thing going on now that the students will be able to go back and research St. Andrew's history.
Well, do they
projects.
Actually do that?
They do.
They do?
They go back and say, you know, they are doing Vietnam, and they say, well, what did the students write about Vietnam and the Cardinal or in the magazine? Did we pretend it wasn't there, or what? You know, we were angry. They do all kinds of, and that's primary research, and nobody else has this information.
Do they know about the first headmaster's 4 years in Vietnam?
No.
Oh no. Oh, that is very interesting. Dad's retirement. He retired in 1957 because after 27 years he wanted another. He was a priest, you know.
Yeah,
he wanted another sort of parish.
Yeah.
And so, he, through his Oxford years, had a global view of the world. In 1924 would be his Princeton, but he didn't finish there. He finished at Oxford. He had a very global view, and somehow he did have a knowledge of Southeast Asia. Perhaps someone at Christ Church, Oxford, introduced him to that, and he felt that Southeast Asia should know Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. that Buddha and the Roman Catholic Church were there, and other Taoists and Maoists mm-hmm. and everyone, but Jesus, the Christian or the Anglican Jesus. So he set off for Union Theological Seminary for a year. He wrote to brush up on his theology. He petitioned the Archbishop of Canterbury and the presiding bishop of the United States, Bishop Hines, for permission to establish an Anglican mission, which he called Mekong Missionary District, Laos, Cambodia, and Vietnam. You didn't know that?
I didn't know that.
Oh,
I didn't
so,
know that.
Mother,
is that in the book?
No. I don't think it's in Amos' book either.
Mother, who had health problems, ulcers and colitis and that sort of thing, said sure she'd go. She had some major surgery with Dr. Johnny Pearson before she left. He said, I don't want you to get these problems in Southeast Asia, so we're just going to do a job on you, Edith, and he did. So off they went. They spent spent some time in Singapore getting acclimated. I mean, there was no facility or no anything in Vietnam, heading for Saigon, and then their mission would be Vietnam, Laos, Vientiane there, and Cambodia, Phnom Penh. Mother's French helped a great deal. Daddy had studied what he thought was going to be a helpful language while he was in New York, but it was Cantonese and Vietnamese.
Right.
And Mother's hearing wasn't very good at that point, so the Vietnamese speak very softly. And she and they also take advantage of generous people. I mean, Asians just sort of do that. So everybody was always in their house, tumbling around, little kids tumbling around. She learns words, and she said to one little boy one day who was tumbling around, she thought she was saying, you're quite a little tiger, and she was calling him an outhouse. They found out later. So, mostly his congregation was British post Dien Bien Phu, after 54, when the French were pushed out of there. The British came in to be the caretakers. But the military, the U.S. military buildup was happening. And at the time, our cousin Claiborne Pell was chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. And so on. So the communists were sure that Dad was CIA and hauled him in one day. Luckily, he didn't talk much, because if you start saying things to these people, they build on it and build on it. So he came safely home. But, I could tell you more about that. And they were always watched. But his parish life there is really, really interesting. I have lots of that stuff.
That would be great for history class.
Yeah,
That would be fascinating. This is what it was really like.
Yeah. Well, I can round that up, too.
That would be
very easy. It's not hard. So why don't I just leave all of this stuff with you?
Okay. And I'm just going to give you my card. And how about if I just talk to this
great
publisher and see how we could do this?
I don't know that each and every little item needs to be... You know, there would be a discernment here. about what makes a story or a good representative.
The other thing, maybe, is what did Elizabeth, for Hadley to write a story about you or your father?
I have no idea what Elizabeth was referring to.
Because she is a great writer, but that would be another thing maybe we could combine. So maybe we would lay this out and then talk to you about what you would want to say in the free space. And then,
alas, we don't have my brother to consult.
Yeah,
which he always knew far more than I.
Yeah.
We've just been to St. Anne's and left some little flowers there.
Oh, no, good.
So I think the group, the school, can go visit tomorrow too.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell Chessa that there's a lot of moss on Dad's stone. I tried to get rid of it.
You know, and Noreen Tully is going to go with them to St. Anne's.
And I don't know her.
She is another librarian here and archivist. And she's going to bring a recorder.
Ah.
So we can get a lot of the facts.
Oh, I wish I could go on that trip, but we're leaving.
Oh.
Do you have to get up to New York City tomorrow for lunch?
Good for you.
So what are your plans with Hadley? Is she going to?
I have no idea.
Okay. No, I know, because Elizabeth always says you two were very much alike.
Oh, these lovely pictures. Oh, this is too.
And do you remember it?
Oh, yes.
When coming here?
Oh, my Lord, yes.
Yeah.
All those girls came and 14 stayed at the third floor of that master's house.
Okay.
And I got to smell the gardenias and see how they did their hair.
And how old would you have been?
This was 40.
40.
What are you talking about?
I think I was 6.
Is this the dance?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Life magazine.
What year is
the tree? I know, I think it's. Yeah, look on the. 40. It was 40. 40.
I was
right.
6.
Mm-hmm.
Six, he was young. 6 years old.
Oh, it's fascinating.
Yeah, I know, that's really
nice. Thank you.
Do you know why? I know one of the writers from Life was.
Well, Loudon Wainwright and Holly. Holly, was he? He was Fortune. Loudon Wainwright.
Okay, because we aren't sure who the connection was.
Oh, no, wait.
I think Holly was at Fortune.
Holly was at Fortune, for sure.
Yeah.
I used to know who got in touch with Life, and it might even come to me someday. I think it was somebody from Philadelphia. That would be Holly, but he was more serious. He. I'll dream on about it. Strange thoughts come to me in the middle. Here, I'll put this right here.
So I'll look into this. And
okay. Well, here, let me give you my little card.
Good. And then maybe we could bring Hadley into the mix, too.
Mm-hmm.
And
all education will cease as people are
<That's right. laughs>
digging into the past.
I think the past is where education is. We don't need to be repeating some of our. This is a striking house.
Oh, it was a marvelous house.
And wait, what was the name of the house again?
The name originally, when the Morgans built it, they called it Ventford Hall. And when then, they didn't live there for a very long time. When the Lusitania went down and Mr. Vanderbilt,
oh, uh-huh.
the died in that. Mrs. Vanderbilt, that's where Mommy and Daddy stood for their wedding reception. Mrs. Vanderbilt rented it for a couple of seasons. I mean, Lenox was very, still is very sort of Newport-y, you know, Newport-y. But then she went off, and my grandfather, Bonsall, rented it 1915, I think. Mother would have been 13. And bought it 1920, I guess. Those are not necessarily very accurate dates. And then... Yes. I know. Oh, he's...
So we're a little late now. Or maybe you want to just stay here a little bit.
That's fine, Bob. We'll get some lunch.
I'm sorry. We're the ones keeping her.
So, eventually, it was sold to somebody, and then it didn't sell, and it didn't sell, and then a group, Madame Fokine, the ballet woman, had her school there. That was fine. Then came The Bible Speaks, which wasn't fun. They painted the plaster ceilings with turquoise gloss paint, and everything started falling down. And then the place really was falling down. And a doctor in 94 offered to buy the property and tear down the house and build a 142-bed convalescent hospital.
Wow.
On this little...
corner?
Little part of the village of Lenox. And some people came forward and said, no, no, no. So they have worked hard.
Yeah,
the house isn't entirely restored now, but programs are great.
Yeah, it looks like they're, I mean, they're...
It's a go.
Yeah. But, you know, it's very interesting looking inside and seeing this woodwork very much reminds me of this in the lab.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
very much.
Yeah.
So, all these little stories. Daddy was teaching just down the hill, Ventport, which the Bonsall family called it Pembroke House. And here was Pembroke House, and down the hill across the road was Lenox School.
Cool. Yeah.
And there was Mr. Bell, the deacon. And he took one, they took one look at each other, and for instance, at a steeplechase Sunday afternoon event.
I think that's mentioned in the book.
Father approached Miss Bonsall and said, well, good afternoon, Miss Bonsall, how are you today? And my mother said, oh, I think I'm looking for my mother. Have you seen her? And flew. Their letters, unfortunately, some really mean-spirited person, I think I know who, tossed them. That was not a nice thing to do. But I have a book that is so precious of mother's little drawings and little poems that they wrote back and forth to each other. A piece of very heavy pine needle that's all curled around from the trail of the lonesome pine. They're just pining for each other.
That's so sweet.
So they were married in Lenox, and I think my husband was. Can I give you this, but keep the bag? The
yes.
bag is...
Yes.
Sure.
All right, that's
and
the whole... Well,
they'll all be in archival boxes so that they won't deteriorate anymore. And then we'll see what we can do with these.
Okay, and I've left... pretty soon we're going to disappear to Long Island, so...
Good for you.
We'll... to the town where Dad was born. Oh, look, I get another bag. Oh, here's some... Poor Bob. He said he did not sleep last night, but an hour.
No. Where are you all staying?
We stay at Carol Coleman's.
Oh, right.
Michael Whalen's coming there tonight. She said, "Who is that guy?" I said, "Well, you're..." Now, it occurred to me that here's a picture of the Pell family with the father represented in that portrait, which is by Ellen Rand. I'll see who it is, but one of the famous Rand painters. Brooks Photography, I believe, in
Wilmington
Harrison did that. Or who, whatever
no,
that
it's
says.
It's Washington, D.C. Harrison Ewing.
All right. It's, and that's just a...
But this is the that's living
really,
room.
Yes.
Yeah.
And this kind of furniture,
yes.
Wherever you see that around here.
That's what it is.
Now, if you'd like to copy those,
yeah,
I could leave them. Those are...
Okay.
I would want my... I've been in there myself. I kept that part. I've been in there myself. But if you wanted to copy those...
Oh, yeah. I'd love to. Poor Bob, I better get
his car. And maybe we'll scan these and come back and get them today.
That would be all right.
Yeah, yeah. So then you won't have to worry about finding them or whatever.
Here I come, Bob. Ready or not? Well, I have to find a bathroom. Where should I look for that table?
Well, you know, it would have had these legs.
No.
Oh, no.
No, no. No, it would have massive oak legs. I'm looking for it. Goodbye.
Thank you. See you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.